From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On the previous broadcast, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in Psalm 138, a psalm of David's testimony to the Lord's gracious provision. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy a brief devotional thought taken from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's meditation is based on the Song of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 3. His fruit was sweet to my taste. Faith in the Scripture is spoken of under the emblem of all the senses. It is sight. Look unto me and be ye saved. It is hearing. Hear, and your soul shall live. Faith is smelling. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. Faith is spiritual touch. By this faith, the woman came behind and touched the hem of Christ's garment, and by this we handle the things of the good word of life. Faith is equally the Spirit's taste. How sweet are thy words to my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my lips. Except a man eat my flesh, says Christ, and drink my blood, there is no life in him. This taste is faith in one of its highest operations. One of the first performances of faith is hearing. We hear the voice of God, not with the outward ear alone, but with the inward ear. We hear it as God's word, and we believe it to be so. That is the hearing of faith. Then our mind looketh upon the truth as it is presented to us. That is to say, we understand it, we perceive its meaning. That is the seeing of faith. Next, we discover its preciousness. We begin to admire it and find how fragrant it is. That is faith in its smell. Then we appropriate the mercies which are prepared for us in Christ. That is faith in its touch. Hence follow the enjoyments, peace, delight, communion, which are faith in its taste. Any one of these acts of faith is saving. To hear Christ's voice as the sure voice of God in the soul will save us. But that which gives true enjoyment is the aspect of faith wherein Christ, by holy taste, is received into us and made by inward and spiritual apprehension of his sweetness and preciousness to be the food of our souls. It is then we sit under his shadow with great delight and find his fruit sweet to our taste.
My Jesus fair was pierced by thorns, by thorns.
Joyful grief, I lift my
On the night before the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, he instituted an ordinance by which his people were to remember him until his second coming. Known as the Lord's Supper, or Communion, this simple yet profound ceremony pictures Christ's broken body and shed blood through the common elements of bread and wine. Through the centuries, this observance has been a precious and solemn time for the Lord's people. Yet it has also been a subject of much abuse by those who come to this table of the Lord. At the extreme, a person's attitude toward it was a matter of life or death. During the time of the Reformation, many people were burned at the stake for refusing to accept the insistence of the Roman Catholic Church that the elements of communion literally became Christ's flesh and blood. Some groups see these elements as mere symbols, while others find in the Lord's table a much deeper significance. Dr. Alan Cairns recently wrote a short book in which he deals with the Lord's Supper from the scriptural teaching on the subject. Simply titled, The Lord's Supper, the book is subtitled, An Earthly Encounter with the Heavenly Christ. Its aim is to stir the hearts of believers to enter into the joyful fellowship our Savior holds out to us as we eat this bread and drink this cup in remembrance of him. Let the Bible Speak has obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, which are available to our listeners. The price for each copy of the Lord's Supper is $8, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $8, made out to Let the Bible Speak. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email us to reserve a copy at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Be sure to request your copy of the Lord's Supper today. This week, Dr. Alan Cairns has begun a series of messages based on Psalm 138. In the course of the next number of weeks, he will expound each verse of the psalm in individual messages. This week's text is the opening phrase of verse 1, "I will praise thee with my whole heart," which provides the basis for a message entitled 100% Christians. As Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, this wholehearted commitment to God is entirely contrary to a surface religion that looks genuine on the outside, but lacks a true love for the Lord and obedience to His Word. God's people must be careful of hypocrisy before God as well as before men. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
In a day when our thinking has been so skewed, this Laodicean church would have been held up as one of the great success stories of the age, with numbers of people, great riches, great progress, great prosperity. But the Lord said, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." And so he did. History is replete with examples of the same tragedy. Long ago, Isaiah spoke for the Lord when the Lord said, "This people draw near to me with their mouth, and with their lips do they honor me, but have removed their heart far from me." The Lord Jesus quoted that when he was speaking to the Jewish Orthodox group of his day. And he applied it to them, and then went on to tell them that their entire worship was in vain. They were ruined, drawing near with their lips, but not with their heart. Ezekiel said, "They hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness." I want you to put that in a very simple, modern, and understandable context. They're in church. They know the language. They say all the right things. But their heart is consumed with the spirit and the materialism of the age in which they live. And though they know what to say, they do not love the Lord with all their heart. That's the sin that has cursed generation upon generation of professing Christians. So what David sets before us in this opening statement of Psalm 138 is something that's absolutely vital. Vital to the well-being of every individual Christian. Vital to the well-being of every Christian church. David's testimony is an honest testimony, but it's more than that. It's a call to all the rest of us, a call to wholehearted Christianity, or to be what I'll call 100% Christians. Now, I want us to start off very simply and think what it means to be 100% for God, what it means to be wholehearted. The psalmist says, "I will praise thee," and notice the words, "with my whole heart." The inclusion of that phrase, "with my whole heart," would indicate that he's not talking merely about giving thanks. Oh, he's including that. But if you're giving thanks with your whole heart, then this is something that's going to spill over into every area of life. He's talking about the totality of his commitment to the Lord. Now, the heart in Scripture may at some point speak of that organ that's beating in your body. But in spiritual terms, it is speaking of the mind and the will and the affections. And when David says, "I will praise thee with the whole heart," he is speaking of his sincerity. He's speaking of entire commitment. The commitment of an undivided heart. That's been true of every great man of God. You think of what Paul said when he was writing in the introductory passage in Romans chapter 1. He says, God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. I serve him with my spirit. In the words mean exactly what David means here, with a sincere and total commitment. Thus, this text that we have taken this morning is something that challenges us. Not just do we know how to say the right thing, but is thy heart right with God? In this matter of the mind and the will and the affection. Of course, the word heart has an added significance. Paul said to the Romans in chapter 10, with the heart man believeth. So when David says, I will praise thee with the whole heart, the idea is that his faith finds expression in wholehearted praise, worship, and service to God. Now let's take this in the simplest, most straightforward possible manner. Clearly, he wasn't half-hearted towards the worship and service of his God. 8 times in the book of Psalms, David states this about worshiping and praising and serving with the whole heart. It's interesting that 4 of those times are found in Psalm 119. You will know that that's the psalm about the Word of God. That's the psalm when verse after verse after verse, our attention is drawn to the Word, to the study of the Word, to the love that we should have for the Word, to our obedience to the Word. And in this psalm of the Word, 4 times he speaks of loving and serving and worshiping with the whole heart, as if to say that it is the study and the meditation and the application of the Word of God that will fire the heart to this true devotion. Let's understand this. There's an awful lot of Christians who mourn the coldness of their heart. But there's no big mystery to it. And I'm going to be very pointed. And if it tramps on your toes, I have no apology. But there are Christians hypocritically lamenting, oh, my heart's not as warm as I want it to be. Some of you have been saved for 20 years and you've never once read through the Bible, the Word of God. You hardly know what it is day by day to take this book and open it up and get on your knees before God and before that book and meditate on God's Word until God works His Word into your heart. In the 39th Psalm, in a different connection, but nonetheless very applicable to us, the psalmist said, while I was musing, the fire burned. And let me tell you, that's the only kind of fire that a Christian wants in his heart. The fire that comes out of a musing, a meditating, a deep cogitation upon the Word of God. What's wrong in the lives of people who are half-hearted about the things of God? For the most part, they have a closed Bible. Closed Bibles lead to closed hearts. There's no way around that. The Psalm of the Word is the psalm in which he's expressing this wholehearted 100% worship and service of the Lord. I will praise thee with the whole heart. What David said in worship, what David said when he was saying his prayers, what David said when he was singing in psalms and worship to the Lord was neither mindless nor meaningless. David did not sink to the depths of so many professors today. He did not thoughtlessly recite holy sounding words just because they sounded right. He didn't do that. In other words, he was no hypocritical poser. David felt what he said. I believe that with all his heart, he eschewed religious rhetoric. You know what I mean. That pseudo-spirituality. I've already referred to Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 31, where with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness. It's interesting that in the next verse, the Lord told the prophet about these people, and he warned them. He said, these people are going to respond to your preaching. They were able to say something to Ezekiel that very few people who could ever, unless they were deaf, could ever say to me. They commented upon his lovely voice. And his preaching to them was, according to the Lord, as a very lovely song. Now, let's stop there for a minute. Most preachers would kill to have that kind of response to their preaching. People coming up after the prophet preaches, "That was a great message, preacher. That was a wonderful word. Oh, you did a great job." That's what they were saying to him. In fact, it was like a lovely song. But yet, the Lord said, they refused to obey. In other words, they had learned the religious talk. They had learned what to say to sound holy. They had learned the phrases of a spurious spirituality. And men and women, let me tell you, that is the being, the curse of all true religion. And for people to come, and I think you'll find that it's very, very prevalent today, let's not look outside of ourselves. Every child of Adam is by nature a hypocrite. That's a battle we all have to fight. Constantly. And very often in ourselves, we find ourselves able to use the great swelling words. Words that express true devotion. Words that speak of deep experience. But all the time, they are merely covering an empty heart. Paul used some words in Romans 9 that are never too far away from my mind. And I think that in every profession we make before God or before men, we should be able to use Paul's affirmation, "I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost." Empty profession, swelling words with no reality to them, putting on a good front, looking holy to the world, but with a heart that's given over to covetousness or some other sin. Empty profession is the curse of Christians and Christian churches. It's unworthy of the Lord.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, You may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.